Great to be joined this morning by the COO of Lifetime, Jeff Zweifel. And Jeff, a year is coming to an end here, a difficult year for a lot of people, and kind of a weird year for fitness. But I know some things have changed, some things have remained the same. 54% of Americans say they've gained weight during the pandemic year, and 68% say they're snacking and eating more. What is Lifetime, how are you guys taking the data you've learned in 2020 and now looking forward to 2021?
Yeah, it's been a pretty turbulent year, thank you. And what we want to know, certainly we want to be able to help with people, especially during these challenging times for the impact of Americans' overall physical and mental health, is help them get started with one positive action, the simple yet impactful choices that we can make. You know, we think about four or five different simple things. Take responsibility for where you are. Second, know what you want as precisely as possible in this new environment. Third, match your feelings, beliefs, and actions to what you want. And think about what you can control right now and try to let go what you can't. And consistency really is everything. So given this turbulent year, we want people to, you know, take the first step, then each day take another and another and watch it, the momentum build.
Yeah, I know you've been with Lifetime a long time, Jeff, and I know you've never seen anything like this as we haven't. What's your opinion of the kind of emerging virtual classes, online fitness? While it's a lot of people have kind of taken to it, in my opinion, it's not really a replacement for actually going to a fitness club or real classes, interaction with people. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. You know, of our surveys that we've done, almost 80% of the respondents say that they're looking for an option to have both in-person and digital workouts. So what we've done at Lifetime is, you know, we're committed to helping people take their health back in 2021. And what we've provided is a complimentary access to our new digital membership that, as you said, complements so well our bricks and mortar and physical healthy way of life destinations. We've got 152 clubs across North America. And we've been doing for 28 years providing, you know, premium or luxury health and wellness experience. And now we've been able to provide this digital experience that with customized workout programs, access to premium on-demand classes, decades of curated content. We've recently signed a partnership with Apple Fitness Plus that provides us with the first fitness service built around the Apple Watch and bringing studio-style workouts with our Lifetime performers to consumers. So we want to encourage people to do that. We can give them that all that content for free for the first 30 days, you know, and they can decide if they want to have a digital membership. And if they're located near one of our clubs, they can obviously be part of one of our clubs. So great opportunity for people to get started. We want people to make this one positive action and get started moving more, sitting less, practice mindfulness, stretch, you know, drink more water, eat more fruits. We want to get one positive action going, and we know those will be things that people can build on.
Yeah, we're talking with Jeff Zweifel from Lifetime, and, of course, Lifetime, a leader all over the country, all over North America when it comes to fitness and health. And, yeah, it's a good point with the Apple Watch and watches, Jeff, that offer that. I know that my fitness watch alerts me if I've been sitting still for 30 minutes to get up and do something. Sometimes we need that little reminder. And, mm-hmm. You know, Lifetime's been giving that reminder for years to people. But also the challenges of getting people comfortable coming back to brick and mortar gyms and fitness centers. How have you guys approached the sanitization and the keeping things safe and clean approach to things?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, we've developed a 400-page COVID protocol.
Wow.
With enhanced cleaning services and every element, you know, from thermal touchless check-ins to obviously mandatory masks to social distance protocol to reservations of our group fitness cycle and yoga class and kids programming, you know, to live streaming now of all our group fitness classes so that they can not only be on demand for consumers virtually, but live streaming connected to our world-class performers all over the country. So the restrictions have been interesting and kept us busy, and we've been able to pivot. We, you know, we're working, you know, around somewhere 40 to 50% capacity restrictions of our clubs, which give, in our huge 200,000 square feet clubs on average, there's just so much space for people to navigate. So social distancing is never a problem in our clubs, quite honestly. And, you know, we work so diligently as we did pre-pandemic to make it safe and comfortable and create confidence. But we've done that. We've doubled down on that more than ever during the pandemic, as you can appreciate.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a couple of Lifetime centers within 15 miles of me, and you guys have done a great job. We're wrapping up with Jeff Zweifel, COO of Lifetime. And Jeff, while it's been a challenge on the fitness side, a sport like tennis has shown growth during the pandemic, and tennis equipment sales are up, and it's really good news for that sport. Tennis, a sport where you can social distance. How have you guys reacted to that?
Yeah, well, as you probably know, we're one of the largest providers of indoor and outdoor tennis in the country. And, you know, tennis is a really important part of our business and part of our community because it is such a fabulous sport, a lifelong sport. So, as you said, you can social distance, you can be physically active. That improves strength, endurance, and agility and hand-eye coordination and have some level of social normalcy. And so tennis has done amazing with us in markets all across the country for Lifetime, and we really want to keep encouraging people to be able to play a sport like that that they can stay active with. And pickleball as well has been a high growth area for us, and we continue to use our basketball courts and our tennis courts somewhat with pickleball and tennis. Great sports.
Yeah, tennis and pickleball have thrived here this year, which is great news. And Lifetime, you guys will continue to thrive because you guys do things the right way. Your clubs and centers are facilities are spotless, and always a joy to go there to not only work out or play tennis, but also to attend events. And Jeff, I commend you and your team, and have a great 2021. We'll be following.
Thanks, Rick. Get people to commitmentday.com to check out the virtual 5K and all that we do. Thank you, Rick.
Yep, commitmentday.com, and then always Google Lifetime for all that they have going on. Thanks, Jeff, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, sir. Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
Thanks.